You're now by the back of the tall organ case in the north transept. This is the other arm which forms the cross shape of the cathedral. To the north is a large window of a later date than the one in the south transept. This one contains clear glass, which makes this transept light.
The back of the organ case was donated in 1986 by the Friends of the Cathedral to complete the unfinished case of 1888. This organisation helps to raise funds for cathedral projects. You can feel the fine light oak of the panels. The tall wooden case is 8 feet or 2.4 metres deep. When the low notes are played, you can feel the case vibrate. The case rises almost to the vaulting, and you can hear how it blocks off the sound of the choir on the other side. As you can hear, this makes the acoustics of this transept different from the opposite south transept. The organ case has to contain not only the pipes, but the traditional mechanical system that connects the keys to the pipes. There are well over 3,000 pipes of various lengths. These vary from very short ones, which produce the highest notes, to very tall ones, which produce the lowest notes. Many of the pipes have been preserved from the 1678 organ, so some of the music you heard sounds almost exactly as it did in the 17th century. The organist sits at the console in a loft, reached by stairs, about halfway up the case, which is above and below him. In this are the separate departments of the organ. These are the solo, great, swell, pedal, and choir organs. The pedal pipes are mostly at the back of the case and are the nearest pipes to you. This type of organ has a particular historical form and a very beautiful sound. Now listen to the low notes. These are being played on the lowest stop of the organ, the contra fagato, and the pipe which plays the lowest notes is 32 feet in length.
For the last section, return to the nave. Walk to the end of the organ case, which is 16 feet or 5 metres wide. Continue along towards the gates leading out of the transept, moving slightly to the right. A ramp leads down to aisle level. Keep to the right of this ramp. Walk straight ahead along the north aisle for about 25 paces, until you hear the distinct sound of the nave on your left. Turn left to the rows of chairs which are in the nave. Follow a row along to the centre and sit down. Switch off now and switch on again when you're seated in the nave. You should now be seated in the nave.
You have now reached the end of your tour. I do hope you've enjoyed being in the cathedral, but before you leave, I should like you to listen to the words of St. Richard. Thanks be to thee, my Lord Jesus Christ, for all the benefits which thou hast given me, for all the pains and insults thou hast borne for me, O most merciful Redeemer, friend and brother, may I know thee more clearly, love thee more dearly, and follow thee more nearly. May God's blessing be with you.
Before you leave the cathedral, you may like to see some of the other interesting parts and features. In the cloisters, you'll find the visitor's centre, which is open during the summer months. Here, a sample of the Anglo-German tapestry is displayed and can be touched. Among other things you might like to find are St. Richard's porch, the glass doors with cast aluminium handles at the west door entrance, and the marble monument to Augustus Udny in the baptistry. The many other monuments here include seven by the famous 18th century sculptor John Flaxman. This cassette has been researched, scripted, and recorded by Dogrow Sound of Ludlow and produced by the project Cathedrals Through Touch and Hearing, School of Education, the University of Birmingham. This project provides cathedrals with facilities for visually impaired visitors in the form of a touch and hearing centre. Items are likely to include a tactile wooden model and plan of the cathedral, accompanied by a cassette commentary, a braille guidebook with tactile pictures, and large print materials. A number of cathedrals now have these facilities. This is the end of the acoustic fingerprint tour. Some more organ music has been recorded on the nave organ. The piece is Bells, by another blind composer, Jean Longlet, a Frenchman who died in 1991. He dedicated this piece to John Stanley, the composer of Trumpet Tune, the piece you heard earlier. You'll probably want to listen to it. However, if you haven't time now, please leave the machine running to the end of the tape and return it to the person who gave it to you, or any member of the cathedral staff. Please don't leave it unattended anywhere, for obvious reasons.